Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
There's too many times we can cut ourselves short from our goal, from whether it's self-doubt or lack of knowledge. So this book will actually give you the tools to be the best person that you can be to achieve them.
Hey! This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors, find out more about their stories, mindset and strategy. I'm Tyrone Sharp, and in this episode on Property Investory, we continue the conversation with Frieda McGavin, whose thirst for research and inspiration from various sources and mentors led her to develop her mindset to find success. At only 30 years of age, she shows no signs of slowing down in building her portfolio. Unlike many other property investors, there was nothing stopping McGavin from starting out in property investing. She was able to achieve her goals from early on.
Honestly, there was nothing holding me back from starting. This is my number one priority, and at the time I had goals set in place that I wanted to achieve. It's funny that you actually say that, because I've spoken to a lot of people that want to purchase their first property, and there generally is something holding them back, and I can never really pinpoint what it is. But I do know that some people feel that it's such a crazy investment. They don't know what to do. They don't know who could help them, even though all the tools are there in place. You have your banks and solicitors, but sometimes it just seems so overwhelming for some people to start into the property market. But of course, I was reading property and real estate investment books at a young age, and my first job was for real estate, so I found it quite natural to get into the market.
Consulting different sources such as Rich Dad, Poor Dad and 3 Feet from Gold helped McGavin in her search to educate herself in property investing.
From the classics from Rich Dad, Poor Dad to different books written by people such as Richard Branson and Donald Trump. But for books itself, I'm not a novel reader. I'm all self-help books. So listening to other people's inspirational stories really got me going. So of course there's books, there's also magazines which delve into quite a lot of information, and online resources. So I've used all of these combined. Because honestly, when I was in real estate, there's only so much you can learn. You can learn how to buy or sell houses, but it doesn't teach you exactly how to invest. And I think if you're really interested, you will find a way to find all the resources or find a mentor to help you. Definitely recommend a book called 3 Feet from Gold. And this is actually a spin-off from Think and Grow Rich, and it's about turning your obstacles into opportunities. So it's not exactly about real estate, but it definitely can be applied to anything. This one's written by Sharon Letcher and Greg Reed, and this book will definitely put you into the correct mindset and give you the motivation to strive forward. There's too many times we can cut ourselves short from our goal, from whether it's self-doubt or lack of knowledge. So this book will actually give you the tools to be the best person that you can be to achieve them.
To break into the industry, she had help of her father, who had become her mentor over the years.
My dad would be my number one mentor. Obviously, someone you can trust, and I definitely believe to have a mentor, it needs to be someone who's quite positive and someone who knows about the industry as well. Everybody can give you their two pieces on whatever advice they have, but at the end of the day, you need to make sure it's good, strong advice. Both my parents were working in Gladstone. My dad was an operator. He's now retired, so now I'm sort of following in his footsteps. And my mum worked in the seafood industry. They both loved property and working with the share market. And they knew that for me, property was something that I absolutely loved. So they told me to definitely steer in that direction and stay with property. Property was something I knew, something that I loved, and they tried to deter me away from other investment vehicles such as the share market or investing in banks.
Strategizing has been key to McGavin overcoming the unexpected downturn of her investment. Through making numerous small changes to her lifestyle, she has managed to avert financial disaster and put her portfolio back on the right track.
I sat down and wrote a list of quite a number of things that I needed to do. So it was essentially a goals list. And I had achieved this goals list from jumping online and looking at different resources as to what I could actually do. So some of the things that I had done was a really basic thing was I sold my car and I got a cheaper car. So with the money that was remaining, I was able to put that on a home loan. Any bonuses or tax returns, I chucked that on the home loan. As I said before, I previously backpacked through 37 different countries. I put this to a complete hold so that I was able to pretty much save a little bit more money there. It's little things like that that do definitely really count. I had a credit card. I paid that off completely and cut it up. So now I do not have a credit card. I was in my own principal place of purchase. I decided that I wanted to rent it out so that I was able to use it as a tax deduction. So I moved out of that property into my partner's. Also, I did a tight budget for myself. So these are definitely tools that people can use in their everyday lives, whether they need to or not. So I made up a budget, so every week I wasn't able to spend more than what I really needed to, as we should really live within our means. I switched the majority of my properties, except for one, to interest only. And I also switched that one that was principal and interest to a fortnightly payment. So through this fortnightly payment, I was making more payments within the year. And by doing that, you're essentially paying more of the loan off in a shorter amount of time. So you're actually saving quite a large amount of money over the life of the whole entire loan. And I had also called my bank to double check I was on the best possible rate. I joined a wealth package, which gives me a 0.5% interest deduction off their lowest rate, which is extremely handy. And as well as that, I had spoken with my insurance brokers to try to get the cheapest price possible. However, they weren't able to come any lower, so I changed completely. And that goes the same with property managers. With all these different things, you can negotiate, you can try to get the cheapest price possible, and you'll be quite surprised. You can save hundreds and hundreds in a month, and that definitely all counts at the end of the day.
Through experience, McGavin's property investing strategy has altered. Her advice to those starting out in property investing industry, first and foremost, is to do research.
So the strategy that I used is buy and hold. But the first initial strategy was buy and sell. You can either do either or, as you can use the equity from your property to purchase another one, or sell and use that as a deposit to purchase another one. I strongly believe in the power of renovation, and I strongly believe in the power of research. So researching into the area you want to purchase, go to the area, talk to the locals. Don't just talk to the real estate agents, because sometimes they'll only give you one particular view of what they think, and that what they think is what they want to tell you so you can purchase a property with them. Read the local newspapers, go online, visit the council to see if there are any developments happening within that area, and or talk to the neighbours. Get the best feel you can for that particular area. I would advise people on purchasing in an area where you know something is going to happen that will lift the price of that property up. It could be a school being built, or a train line passing through close by, or a shopping centre. There's no reason why you can't do the research to purchase these properties to get the best value out of your money for the long term. I had done this coupled with renovating, and it had worked out successfully, and I definitely and strongly believe people should look at it. Not only doing the research before purchasing the property, but one lesson that I had learnt was that I had stopped doing research. I had stopped looking at the property market. I just let the properties look after themselves. And in that case, I wasn't watching and I wasn't seeing this strong decline. So, my one piece of advice is research. Research and get amongst it, definitely.
But mostly, it has been McGavin's willingness to get her hands dirty, to take on accessible tasks herself, that she identifies as a major draw card in real estate success.
Probably my aha moment in a positive sense was when I had done my first renovation job. I couldn't believe how easy it was to do simple cosmetic works and increase the price of the property so much. Simple things like painting, carpeting, tiling, polishing floorboards, establishing a garden outside, to even small things like changing the letterbox. All of these things make such a large difference. I had done the first one and I was so happy with that. I went ahead and renovated three of my other properties and project managed the last one. So I definitely believe in the power of renovation and what it can do for a property, especially since styles are changing constantly. If you can renovate your property to give it a more timeless look, you'll definitely benefit from that.
Coming up after a break, we'll delve further into how she learned to let a bad investment go.
People are sometimes too scared to purchase a house. Well, in that instance, I was too scared to sell a house. And if I had sold that property when I first started noticing it go fall down, I would have been able to sell it.
Hear about what personal habits she has used to attain success in her property investing journey.
Personal habit that I have regarding property and also in my everyday life is goal setting. Everything from lists to creative visualization boards.
And that's next. I'm Taryn Shum and you're listening to Property Investory. Western Australia is tipped to be the next property hotspot. If you're looking to invest and build in WA, take advantage of the affordable land market and record build times with Plunkett Homes. Visit propertyinvestory.com/build to find out why they're WA's most established home builder. With over 150 years of experience, Plunkett Homes helps you develop turnkey homes across WA. To get your fixed price demolition or site works and to maximise profits and minimise time, visit propertyinvestory.com/build. And now back to the show. When she purchased a property in a mining town, she avoided continuing with a bad investment by realizing when it was time to let it go.
So for the Blackwater property, when I first started to see the prices decline, that was probably the best time to know when to let my bad investment go. That's another big lesson that I had learned. When you know an investment is no good for you, let it go. And same thing as I said before, people are sometimes too scared to purchase a house. Well, in that instance, I was too scared to sell a house. And if I had sold that property when I first started noticing it go fall down, I would have been able to sell it. The banks would have let me sell it, and I would have come out a lot better than what I am now.
She says she invested in the mining town initially because she hadn't gauged the extent of what she was getting into, which led her to learn the lesson about researching thoroughly beforehand.
The reason why I had purchased it was that I was still fairly new in the real estate game. I was living overseas, and to view the property, I actually had to get a family member to drive out there to have a look at it. So it was something that I hadn't even seen to purchase. All I was looking at was the stats. It was only going to cost me $300,000 to purchase a property that was returning $900 rent a week. And I just saw those dollar signs, and selfishly, I overlooked the thought that the mining town could go bust in such a fast way.
She shares some personal habits which she feels have contributed to her success.
Personal habit that I have regarding property and also in my everyday life is goal setting. Everything from lists to creative visualization boards. For goal setting itself, I like to set mini milestones so that my overall goals can be worked towards at a faster pace. That's the first step with being successful, I believe, is to define what you believe is success and define how you will achieve that. So I think by writing it down and constantly looking at it every day, you'll subconsciously work towards that goal. Yeah, so it's a good personal habit I have. My goal is to, it's such a basic goal, but it's to stay on top of everything so that when I do see the market changing over in its cycle, I'm able to jump up on different opportunities. So it's a constant learning game. I'm still reading books. I'm still online looking at different trends. And I think that, one of my goals, hopefully for the future, is similar to the goals I had when I was younger, become financially successful and to have properties that are actually just looking after themselves, and obviously to retire at a younger age.
With all these goals in place, McGavin says she'd love to retire at 35 years of age.
Well, I'm 30 now, so I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, but that's okay with me.
Providing some advice to listeners who are struggling with getting started in the property investing game or who are worried about making the wrong investment, McGavin says it's important to cater your property according to its purpose.
Just recapping on some key things for people out there. Research, one. Number one, do your research. Don't purchase a property that you're just in love with. Determine what the property is for and cater your purchase for that property. Once you've purchased the property, continuously do your research. Look after the property and be mindful about it. Yeah, that's the number one piece of advice I definitely want to give to people, simply because I overlooked it. I absolutely love the property game. But for someone like me to overlook it, if it was so simple, then I just want to let everyone know that that's something that people definitely need to keep on top of.
If you'd like to learn more about McGavin and her property investing strategy or mindset, you can connect with her at...
People can contact me on LinkedIn. I'm quite positive I'm the only Freda McGavin on there. We can swap details from there if you would like further information, and I'm more than happy to answer anyone's questions or delve in more into the strategies that I have used. You know, it took me quite a while to come up with that complete list, and if I can help anyone out there, I'm definitely willing to help.
Thank you to Freda McGavin, our guest on this episode of Property Investory. If you want to hear more about her journey, then visit our website at propertyinvestory.com. Simply type in the search bar Freda McGavin and select that episode to learn more about her story. Also, I would love to hear from you. If you own property and want to share your story, send me an email to hello@propertyinvestory.com. To spell Property Investory, simply type the words property investor with the letter Y. Alternatively, you can open the description of this episode in your player and click on the link to contact me. Thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.